이제 정가페 누주발라 까와상시 레바센랑 자베시안도데 라산데베 냐도덴바이 너의 네지센스 폴라니스 와드네이다 다티 덴다 카르세세나 아니다네베 자베수라가 도도 흥아지 님보 찌드디바 Nimbo, Laurent, 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 getting Nimbo, Yoni. What the Nanjus, you know, but Tawa. What is Modere? The name is that the Nigipe Chi Zachimbo. What the under the song of the descent rig dealer. And the bank does the Nanjus, you mate. Set our cousinbo. You are the Nigipe Chi Zachimbo.
So as
Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, that at this time we have met with the teachings of the Buddha, yeah, and if you look at the essence of all the teachings the Buddha gave, whether it's Sutra and Tantra. The essence of all those teachings is the Lamrim, or the stages of the path to enlightenment. And the essence of the stages of the path to enlightenment are basically the three principal aspects of the path, yeah? Renunciation, bodhicitta, and the correct view of reality. So having met with such a teaching, such a precious teaching, we are very extremely fortunate, yeah, to have this opportunity to receive these teachings. And therefore, we should go about listening to the teachings with great happiness and joy.
Tsongkhapa 大师他曾经说过，就是我们在这个时候，我们可以直遇佛陀他的教法，而佛陀他的教法呢，他的精华所在。就是他一切的显教跟密教的教法的精华所在呢，就是在这个菩提道次第里面，而这菩提道次第它的精华所在呢，也就是这菩提道三要啊，或者是三主要道，也就是说出离心、菩提心和空性智慧或空性正见。因此呢，在这个时候我们已经遇见了这么宝贵的这个教法，因此呢，我们是非常幸运的。因此我们在听闻这个教法的时候，我们应该觉得非常的高兴，非常的欢悦，我们有这个机会可以听闻这么珍贵的教法。
我的那也在高中不修行，说三人用的用的准备用的他们被离别的节目这些节目这些是吧，他们被给的离去弄着的被压迫Shere, Gemutsi, you are, I'm being yon of them. What then is that? And here goes Kalekandoro, Kudosa Doro, the Nemayamba, Gemutsi, yon of them. What did they do that? Nevertheless.
So, therefore, we should always remember and bring to mind over and over again how fortunate we are to have this opportunity to listen to these teachings. Yeah? And when we listen to the teachings, we should do so with carrying a smile on our face, you know, and then sitting in the appropriate, adopting the appropriate physical posture. Yeah. So it's important, yeah, to look as if you are very happy. Yeah. So carry a smile on your face. You shouldn't feel as if you shouldn't be listening to the teachings as if it's something very difficult. You know. Oh, you know what I mean, yeah? Basically, don't look miserable there, basically.
Hence, we need to remind ourselves that we can come here to hear these teachings is very fortunate. Hence, we should feel happy to be here to learn the Buddha's teachings. Hence, when we learn the Buddha's teachings, we should 带着一个非常快乐的心情，我们脸上应该带着笑容，然后我们坐姿呢也是好像就是非常的那种开心非常雀跃的那种坐姿，而不是说我来这里听法然后那个教法好像非常的困难，因此呢我是好像就是非常痛苦的来这里听法啊，所以就是要有这种心态。
Very, very happy. Okay, yeah. And then the tea, Nyambi tea, Tena, and the big Andu Yabo Nyan, Andu Yabo Nyan, Andu Yan, Pardon, Domino, Salomaton, Andu Yabo Nyan. And the tea, Sanama, the Tumbun, the Lessie, Nippon, the Lessie, Sanaba Yabo Nyan. And then say, Shall Pilot, the Yat, and then the Gondin, the Tumbudin, the Jeji, Niba Gondin, the Jeji, Sama Gondin, the Jeji, Sipa, Soloton, the Zogores, but then Andrew Mane, Sambala Mania, Susan, and Papa Shall, they kind of go, how she shan't say, I don't know, say, oh, the richer man is.
So when you listen to the teachings, you should pay attention, listen well, yeah, and not. Think of other things that might be happening in your life, yeah. And you should keep, you should remember what's said, you know, in the session. You know. You should keep, you know, he said this, and then after that he said that. You know. So keep all of the, try to remember some of the things, you know, that was that is taught during the session. And then when you go home, then you should also kind of refresh your memory every now and then, you know. Oh, this I heard this at the teaching. Oh, he said this, and after that he said that. You know. So this is something that you need to do, you know, because you know, if you don't remind yourself of what you have heard, you know, after you go home, you know, then you may remember. Oh, yeah, I went to the teaching, but I can't remember what was taught, you know, during the teaching. So it shouldn't be like that. Okay, shouldn't be like that. Yeah.
在我们闻法的时候，我们就是当然是要专心的去聆听这个师父他的说法，而不是说我们一边在这边听师父说法，那另外同时呢，我们也在想我们生活上的其他的一些事物，而且就是说我们来这里闻法的话，我们必须就是要记住师父他的教导的这些内容，就算是我们回家的时候呢，我们也是要复习一下，说我们要记得，就是说师父他今天晚上啊或今天下午说了什么东西啊，然后他又说了什么东西，这样我们就是这样重新的温习一下师父他的开示，这样让我们可以把记住这些开示，因为如果我们没有复习的话可能今天我们来这边听法，但是回家之后呢，我们只是记得说我今天下午去听了师父说法但是我不知道师父说了什么就忘记了。
我的意思啊，那个那七年啊的，俺说是给他两年前个，等到这年个月的事，觉得这两年前吧，俺阿里怎么死过的事吧？没事呢，俺两年前当死过嘛的事，两年前。
So the reason why we listen to the teachings is basically we need is to use what we have learned, yeah, for practice, isn't it? Use those information and then put it into practice. And of course, that's the main goal. But in order to practice, we need to know the teachings. We need to know how to go about practicing those teachings. You know. Because if we go about practicing the teachings in the wrong way, you know, if our way of practice is mistaken. So you might put in a lot of effort, you think you are practicing, but then you will not be able to achieve the desired results. Yeah? Whereas if you practice the teachings correctly, then you will be able to achieve your desired results. Yeah. So you need to keep in mind what is being said, and then on the basis, then you have something to reflect on, something to meditate on. Yeah.
Why are we here to listen to the 是要学习师父他跟师父学习师父他所教导的这些教法呢我们就是听闻这些教法之后我们是要把它拿来作为我们自己个人的修持的所以我们文法的主要目的也就是说为了我们可以修持因为如果我们要修行的话我们也必须知道我们要怎么样可以正确的 去修行，我们必须知道一个正确的修行的方法。如果我们没有一个正确的概念，然后就在那边闭门造车的话，我们可能我们会修行会有一些错误。如果我们的修行方式有错误的话，当然我们就没有办法得到我们所期望的那些成果了。因此呢，我们 为什么来请法？我们就是为了要懂得怎么样去正确的去修行，然后所以呢，我们必须要就是要记住师父他给我们的这些开示。这样来讲呢，我们闻法了之后呢，我们回家我们就可以依照师父他的说法去禅修去实行。
他的那个，他要不年个人啊，你说是一个的，他做的这几年呢，现在不太多，等到那年下个，那天你把那大大萝卜都，这结果的是，这几年呢，现在是那年下个，大大萝卜都呢，原来被要不萝卜的是，是吧？那那年下这个，说是原来前的，都是先萝卜的，那原来要不，要不去，萝卜都要不的是，等等的。
So you need to pay attention and listen well to the teachings, you know? And you need to check if your practice actually is in the accord with the teachings. Yeah, let's say the things that I'm going to tell you. Yeah. So if if what you practice. It's actually in accord with the teachings, then it's very good. But if what you are practicing does not really accord with the teachings, then you need to correct that. Yeah. You need to make your practice such that that it is done correctly in accordance with the actual Dharma. Yeah.
因此呢，我们来这里听法，我们就真正的必须要很专心、很专注的去聆听。然后我们也要把我们所学到的来跟我们自己本身的修行的这些方式来做一个对照。看上师仁波切他所说的跟我们的修行是不是一致的。如果说我们的修行的方式跟仁波切他所教导的是一致的，这当然就是最好了。但是如果我们发现呢，说我们的这个修行方式跟仁波切他的开示、他的指导是有一些偏差的话，我们就必须要做出一些调整，让我们的这个修行方式可以依照仁波切他的开示教导的这些方式来。
来修行，也就是说，我们必须要正确我们的修行方式，依照这个正确的教法来调整我们的修行方式，使到它变成正确的修行方式。
So today being the second session of this teachings, yeah, you noticed that there was a very heavy rain today. Yeah, last year And during the second session of a teaching that I gave, there was also very strong rain. Yeah. So this is a sign that things have gone well. The rains,